Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we've got a big hour for you, trolling and rolling with Martin Weiss at the bottom of the hour as we recap the weekend's activities in the NFL. And then, of course, we finish it off with Trash Talk Tuesday. So get ready. You'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You got about 30 to 40 seconds to do it. And Rob, who'd you trash on Deadspin.com?
Just fans who kind of wrote off Jameis Winston. You know, like after the Bucs got rid of him and he went to nobody, there were no takers, remember? And he went to the Saints and Taysom Hill, everybody was talking him up. Like
some people think he's the best football player ever.
Exactly. We've had him on this show, matter of fact. But Chris, he played well. And the big thing is they didn't turn the ball over, no fumbles, no interceptions. I'm not saying he has to be perfect because nobody's perfect when you throw it around the yard, you know, and there's people right. trying to make plays on the other end. So I get that, but he can't have 33 interceptions and 30 touchdowns. I mean, 33 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. Yeah. That's just not going to fly.
Nah, I think he's going to play well, Rob. And remember, Drew Brees was not on a Hall of Fame trajectory before he got with Sean Payton. I'm not saying Jameis Winston is going to become Drew Brees.
But I know what you're saying is that things change for Drew Brees.
But yeah, he's got the talent. Right, right. So we will see what happens with that. We started off talking about Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Of course, they lost last night in a thriller to the Las Vegas Raiders. Rob G is very happy about that. But, Rob, we touched on it in the first hour. We touched on it a tad yesterday. Somebody close to Lamar needs to grab a hold of him, Rob, and be like, look, bruh, you need to get this contract taken care of. And I'm not predicting he's going to get hurt. No, I'm just
not,
saying
we're not
it's
putting
a
that in the universe, but,
right.
But
I mean, come on. Even if you're not a running quarterback, it's a possibility. You're always taking a risk, right? Because it's the nature of the game.
Blindsided hit, Chris. You're not expecting it. There's so many things. We've seen people get hurt, you know, just somebody, your teammate falls on your leg. You know, yep. I mean, it's all, yep. could snap, you know, yep. you get sacked. We watched, I don't know if you did, but I saw when Joe Theismann's leg got snapped on Monday Night Football.
Changed the game.
Yes.
That's what made the left tackle so important. But, I just think he took some hits last night. He landed on his helmet. And it was interesting, Rob, that the commentators didn't even mention anything about it.
Really?
I think if many other quarterbacks did that, they would say, oh, why, you know, that's dangerous. Or, you know what I mean? Like, we expected of Lamar, and I'm not saying that's a good thing because – we expected it of Cam. We were so used to Cam running and taking hits that we didn't make a big deal out of it when he really got rocked. And now you see that the wear and tear on his body is taking its toll. And it could happen with Lamar, Rob. And so I just think he needs to go ahead and ink that deal, get 4 years, $140 million or whatever it's going to be, somewhere in that neighborhood, and lock that in. So if he does get hit, if he does get hurt, then he's covered. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I would like to see him do it. The story came out yesterday that the reason he doesn't have a contract extension at this point is because, one, he doesn't have an agent, and two, he's so focused. He was so focused on getting ready for the Raiders, and they still could negotiate during the season, and signing a contract's a possibility. But my thing is, you know what? And now he's focused on the Chiefs. And the week after that, he's going to be focused on whoever they play next. And every week, he's going to be focused on the opponent. If you don't want an agent, fine. Go get you a lawyer, pay him by the hour, and let him negotiate with the team. But get it taken care of.
Yeah, the time has come. I mean, he should be paid, and you got to make sure you protect yourself. We've seen situations of guys in situations, and you know how it is. I mean, you just don't know. You remember, I bet you, if you talk to Isaiah Thomas, the new Isaiah Thomas, he would never go and play
he
a playoff
game.
He lost
about $100 million, Rob.
Right. What was he, fourth in
NBA, MVP. Yep.
MVP voting that year, Chris, and he went out there trying to play for his team, got hurt. The Celtics never paid him. He never got paid, actually, from anybody.
Rob, God forbid that Lamar Jackson gets hurt this year. But let's say he did. I bet you they franchise him. I bet you they franchise tag him.
I think so.
Yeah. I might be wrong. They didn't do it with Dak Prescott, at least that year. They had done it, what, once with him or twice? Might have been twice. Was it twice with Dak? Rob G, check that out. But he got his deal, but he's a guy that throws the football a lot too.
Right.
Lamar's different, and we've all wondered how long he's going to be able to last with that style of play. But I'm just saying it for him as a person. I like to see him get his money before it's too late. But, you know, we will see how that works out. We're certainly not writing off the Ravens after one game. Dak played on the franchise tag one time. All right, Rob. John Gruden, who won a big game last night in – you know, Mike Mayock, his GM, comes out and said they expect to make the playoffs.
It was a big win to start the season.
Yeah, it was a big win. They look good. Gruden has, you know, been there three seasons. This is his fourth. Has yet to not only not make the playoffs, or has yet to make the playoffs.
Playoffs.
But he has yet to have a winning record. And while I get why Raiders fans might be feeling good, I would just say be cautiously optimistic. Because you were here last year. They were
started
6-3.
Well the last 2 years.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutes. I don't know about the year before.
Where were they the year before?
They were like 3-2. They were something like that
I thought they started out. I know last year.
It wasn't great, but it was okay. But last year they were 6-3. They beat New Orleans. They won at Kansas City. They won at Cleveland. And then the bottom fell out. And they finished 2-5 to go .500. So be cautiously optimistic, but yet optimistic. They did a lot of good things last night. Darren Waller looked really good at tight end. 19 targets, Rob. I know Shannon Sharp was sitting there like, my goodness. There were times I'd go a month without 19 targets.
Right. Game has changed, right?
Yeah. I mean, he died to get 19 targets in the game. But John Gruden said something asinine after the game. That's the only way I can describe it. And here it is.
I thought he mishandled a ball or two, uncharacteristically. He had a penalty call back, a big catch and run. He's the best player I've ever coached, so I'm going to continue to look for him. And sorry about that, Vic, but you know, he's a hell of a player. He deserves some good looks.
Are you all right?
Let me just tell you a few of the guys that John Gruden has coached.
So you're trying to say, before you get into the list, John Gruden had turned into Chris Broussard last night. He was a prisoner of the moment because they won a big game and his guy, you know, played well.
No, I am not a prisoner of the moment. I am a guy that is like prophetic. I see the future. I see things. I'm trying to think. Who was I talking about? Was that
you hear dead people, right?
Who was it last week that I was talking about? Who was it? Who were we talking about when you said I was a prisoner of the moment? Brady. Well, I said Brady's going to be the MVP. I thought I said that before the game. Maybe that was it. That was it. But, yeah, I'm just projecting. I see stuff, Rob. That's all that is. But anyway, John Gruden, here's a few of his players, Rob. Jerry Rice, anyone? Only, in my view, the best football player we've ever seen. Tim Brown, anyone? Warren Sapp.
You just named Hall of Famers. Keep going.
Yeah,
just,
Warren Sapp, pretty decent player. John Lynch, Charles Woodson, Rod Woodson, friend of the show, Rod Woodson. Every one of those guys is a Hall of Famer. And I didn't even mention Keyshawn Johnson, who's not a Hall of Famer but was a good player.
He was there when they won that championship.
Derrick Brooks, Hall of Famer. I mentioned John Lynch, I think. Hall of Famer. Like, stop it! I mean, come on. Somebody better trash John Gruden. And I get it. Darren Waller's a nice player. He's beyond nice. I mean, he looks like he could really be good. He really could be something special. And I get it. We've seen six-round picks become great. Tom Brady, anyone. But I'm just saying, dude was a six-round pick. I'm just saying, wasn't he on the Baltimore's practice squad? Was he cut, Rob G, from the Ravens? He was cut. So, great reclamation project. He's gone to the Raiders. He's become something special. He was a Pro Bowler last year. Just leaving it that.
And you might like him a lot, Chris. And you know what I mean? Like, you see the guy progress and you feel like you had a hand in it. But to disrespect guys who are Hall of Famers and say he's the best player you ever coached, it was just like we saw with in Washington with, I just forgot his name, Scott Brooks, who's saying, you know, like, other Russell than Magic Westbrook. Johnson, that Westbrook was the best point guard ever in the NBA. Like what? Like, we get it. You got a relationship with him. You like him. But stop, okay? Let's not get carried away.
I hear you. I think this was even worse than that. And I get, obviously, Westbrook's not the second best point guard ever. But, I mean, at least there's a body of work there, Rob, right?
No,
At the very least, I can be like, look, he's the only dude to average triple-double multiple years. He's right, been to an NBA final. You know what I mean? At least I can make an argument.
But I'm just saying, sometimes these coaches, they kind of get crazy with this stuff after a game.
The only possible way, and I guess I would expect John Gruden at some point, somebody's going to ask him about it, and we'll see what type of clarification he gives. Jerry Rice was, you know, past his prime or later in his career. I mean, Rice had a long prime. But later in his career with the Raiders when Gruden got a hold of him. But Tim Brown, he coached Tim Brown for several years. Warren Sapp, it was the meat of his career. John Lynch, it's just no way to justify this. Every single one of those guys I named, Rob, was a beast. A beast. And you're telling me Darren Waller is the best football player you've ever seen or ever coached? I'm sorry. We got a break.
All right. Are you that upset? My goodness.
We got a break. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. The Clippers, Rob, I see a potential deal. I mean, I like it. It's not something in the works. Not something that probably won't even happen, but it's something that I think might make a little bit of sense. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios and brought to you by Discover Card. Now, Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the United States to take credit cards. So learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations do apply. Rob, this is what?
A Trash Talking Tuesday. Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
That's right. You get to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You get about 30 to 40 seconds to do your thing. And you'll be calling up in about 10, 15 minutes. And then last segment of the show is all yours, so get your takes ready. Come correct. Before that, we've got Trolling or Rolling with our man Martin Weiss. Rob, let's go quickly to the NBA. And news came out today that John Wall has agreed with the Houston Rockets. They both agreed to trade him. So the Rockets are like, look, we get it. We want to go young. You don't really fit what we're trying to do. So we will try to trade you. And John Wall is all in because obviously he wants to play with a veteran team and try to win or at least have a different role. So what he's going to do is continue to practice with the team. And by all accounts, everything is amicable. They're getting along and there's no bad blood or anything. He understands that, you know, it might be take a while to trade him with that contract. Robbie's got $91 million left, 2 years, $91 million this year. And then this year is $44 million. Next year is $47 million. And so, you know, it's not going to be a ton of takers for that. And the Rockets, so he's going to practice with the Rockets, be at training camp, but he won't play in games. So, Rob, this could, who knows how long this could drag out, but he could be played for months for just practicing, basically. It's hard to find a team, Rob, that you think makes sense for John Wall. He's 30 years old. He has had, you know, a couple of injuries, although he played well last year. You know, last year he averaged 20 points, 20 and a half points a game, 7 assists. It's a bad Rockets team, but he did his thing. Looked like the old John Wall for the most part. And I'm going to throw a team out to you, Rob. It's really the only trade that I see making sense for this for a team to bring in John Wall. I'd like to get your thoughts. We know what is our man Antonio Daniels always tells us, Rob. It's an arms race. Right. You saw what Brooklyn's got. You saw what the Lakers have done. Even if it doesn't fit, they're just like, hey, get the talent. We'll see. We'll make it work. How about this, Rob? John Wall to the Clippers.
Uh-oh.
For Eric Bledsoe, Luke Kennard, and Serge Ibaka.
So you
Ibaka hardly
that
played this year. That works financially.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Whew.
Because Houston, look, you might be like, well, look, we're taking on Wall's huge contract. We're taking that off your hands. You're going to have to take some stuff too, right? So right. Kennard, you know, he's not that old. Bledsoe, I think, is hurt a lot. So I'm ready to move on from him. They just traded for him. So it'll have to wait a couple months before they could even trade him. And then right. Ibaka, Rob, didn't even play in the playoffs for the Clippers, so
well,
they know what they can do without him.
Didn't he?
Right. So, and then I can look at Houston and say, all those guys could be leaders for your young guys, especially Ibaka in particular, and then maybe even Bledsoe. So, I don't know. I'm throwing that out. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean,
like, I guess from the Clippers standpoint, you like the Clippers. I mean, look, that's a big three of Wall, Kawhi, and Paul George? Man.
No, I get it. I get it. I mean, I just, you know what? I'm going to be honest here. Not sure that John Wall is a winner. Is that fair or unfair?
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. Obviously, he hasn't gotten to the finals. But
and
you
I'm
know,
not just saying,
he,
I'm not,
no,
I just don't, I don't, the
he,
malaise
remember, he
of
did
his,
take them to the playoffs for 4 years, though.
The you know, malaise of his career, I don't know, Chris. He
four
seemed
straight
like
years,
an albatross.
Rob, 4 out of 5 years, 2014, 2015, 2017, and 2018, he took them to the playoffs, and twice they got to the second round and basically got beat by better teams.
Okay, mate. I'm just saying that's my
no,
initial
I mean,
thought.
It's fair. It's fair to ask. It's fair
my,
to ask. And I think there are a lot of people around the NBA that wonder that.
Yeah, that's just my – and you make a case. I mean, you know what? I forgot about those numbers, Chris. I couldn't remember they made the playoffs four times.
Remember him and the Bradley Beal? They were pretty decent. They were okay.
Yeah. So I mean that says something there, you know. And if you're the Clippers, I mean you're not giving up anybody who's the
right
like key meat to your and potatoes team. to your success. And even Serge didn't play, and they made it to the Western Conference Finals.
Whatever. Right. So right.
That's possibly doable, especially because you're not going to have Kawhi for the most part of the year, if at all, next year, right?
Right. And here's my thing. When they do, let's say they do get, you know, when Kawhi and Paul George are there, I think, Rob, that John Wall would understand. I'm the third guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he steps into that situation understanding. Now, granted, like you said, he'd be there without Kawhi for a while. But I think when Kawhi got back, Wall would understand I'm the third guy, and he wouldn't be looking to, you know, put up huge numbers. I think he would be more of a playmaker and really be about winning. Somebody mentioned Philadelphia. You know, obviously, I don't know if you do it. Would Ben Simmons be that? Does Houston want Ben Simmons? But John Wall, see, in Philadelphia, this is why I don't love it. And it kind of goes to your point, Rob, of whether or not he's a winner. He's the second guy in Philadelphia. If he goes to Philly, he's going to be like, okay, I'm a star. I got to put up numbers. And I would rather him be that third guy.
So you think he's better off in a third slot than a number
two?
Yeah,
at this point, I mean, because even though I mentioned he's made the playoffs several times and you know, I kind of like John Wall, it's fair to ask, is he a winner? Right. You know, it's fair to ask. So
it's just something that I don't know what it is. And maybe most of it isn't his fault. He's just been in, you know, bad spots, Chris, and whatnot. Right. So, you know, you kind of get a feel. And now he's bouncing around all these teams like he's unwanted. It feels like you're taking someone else's hand-me-downs.
They got
John Wall. No, it ain't like that. It's like, oh, John Wall got dumped again.
Right. No, I hear you. I hear you. And he's last 3 years of his career, well, 4 years, 41 games in 2018. 32 in 2019, didn't play the entire 2020 season, and then last year, 40 games. So there's that. So you're taking on a problem and getting rid of some of your problems if you want to look at it that way. But it's just, you know, it's something I think
it's
Clippers.
It's interesting.
Yeah, you know, because do they have enough, I mean, to beat the Lakers? That's really what it's all about, at least in the West. So, all right, we got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up next, and then it's you with Trash Talking Tuesday, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup. Sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss is now.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It's Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss. And just in case this is your first time hearing it, I'll break it down for you real quick. If the odd couple like the story that I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear that troll sound.
Oh, man.
Now, Rob, Chris, the Urban Meyer regime got off to a rough start on Sunday as the Houston Texans rolled them 37-21. The Jags were penalized constantly on Sunday. Receivers dropped 6 passes. Meyer said after the game, after 3 preseason games, you'd think we'd have that fixed. So that's something that we're going to do. I would guesstimate you would not see that again. Chris, trolling or rolling, Urban Meyer and the Jaguars will turn it around.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
It's going to be tough sledding for Urban, Trevor, and the Jags this year. It just is. The roster's not that impressive. Heck, Tim Tebow almost made the team. That's how bad they are. The Broncos, who look good over the weekend, they got them next. Then they got Arizona, your Arizona Cardinals, Martin. Bengals.
That's 0-3 right there. I see 0-3.
You know, the Bengals, I mean, they're beatable, but they look pretty good in the opening week. And then the Titans, Dolphins, Seahawks, Bills, Colts. My goodness. 49ers. It's the Falcons in whatever week that is, 11 or whatever. My man. There's only a few bright spots potentially there. So, yeah, I'm trolling. It's going to be a rough year.
Yeah, I'm trolling it as
well. Oh, man. Hey.
Martin, did you bet this game? I'm curious this weekend.
Absolutely, I bet this game. This is one of my locks. Houston +4. Okay, and I bet it on the money line.
Because this is my lock, too. I didn't think Jacksonville would win that game. But anyway, yeah, I'm trolling it. I think it's going to be a long season for Urban Meyer. This is not college football. He took over a bad team. They're paying him $12 million or whatever. He's getting a ton of loot, so he's going to have to work it out. But this is going to be a bad one for him.
Trolling or rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, speaking of the Broncos, they were rumored on every high-profile quarterback on the market and eventually signed Teddy Bridgewater. Now, Teddy Bridgewater, former early pick, had a few stops since his knee injury, notably going 5-0 with New Orleans when replacing Drew Brees and starting last season for the Panthers, and he balled out on Sunday. Rob, trolling or rolling, the Broncos have found their guy with Touchdown Teddy.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
With that defense, they just need somebody who's pretty decent, pretty good. They don't need a world beater. And Teddy Bridgewater was good with the Vikings before he had that serious injury. And I'm not a star, not a top 10 quarterback, but he can play and he doesn't turn the ball over. I'm cool with Teddy Bridgewater with that defense.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I get where Rob's coming from. I'm kind of like, I think they found their guy for this year, you know, and I think he's a solid player. So with that defense, he's right. You don't need Pat Mahomes behind center. But I'm thinking more long term. Like, is this their guy now for the next 5 years? And they don't have to look for a quarterback in the draft or free agency or whatever? No. Like, I don't think he's a star. I don't think he's an all-pro or anything like that or even a pro bowler. So I'm trolling it in that regard. But I do like this team, and I like Teddy as a little bit more than a game manager. So I think they could have a good year with him. But going forward, I don't think he's like their long-term answer.
Teddy Bridgewater, only 28 years old, by the way.
He's not saying he's way older than that. Are you serious?
I know. He does seem a lot older than that. He'll be 29
this season. But, I mean, when you think about quarterbacks playing at 32, 33, 34 and on, makes you think.
Late 30s, yeah. I mean, he could have another decade.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, Peyton and Eli Manning did a simulcast of Monday Night Football last night, and it was billed as sort of watching a game with Peyton and Eli on the couch. Now, we've seen alternate locations for games, such as like the Field of Dream games, or alternate different broadcasts targeted to other age groups, like the NFL broadcasting on Nickelodeon with the slime and the slime buckets for touchdowns, Rob. I know you love that. But, Rob, trolling or rolling, the performance from Peyton and Eli last night will change the way play-by-play and color commentary is now.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I mean, I get it. You try something. I was around when they did no broadcasters and they just had mics all over the field. It was a Jets game at Shea Stadium, and there were no announcers on an NBC game. It was just, it just wasn't,
I thought it was going to be good, Rob. You're hearing
you
the
do
heating,
remember
right,
that, Chris?
The talking. Yeah, yeah. I remember that, right?
It was a Jets game.
I think I was in eighth grade.
Jets Bills or something at Shea Stadium. And I was like, this is awful. And I'm not saying, you know what, people might think it's neat or something different. I want the information. I want all the other stuff. I want regular guys doing the game. I'm sitting on the couch. I don't need to sit on the couch with Peyton and Eli.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I didn't even see Peyton and Eli. I mean, I knew they were doing it, but I was just watching the regular broadcast. I'm with Rob, though. I can't imagine it was that good. I think some good things came out of it. You know, I heard some good clips and some quotes and things like that. It could be a nice supplement, but instead of the, you know, regular broadcast, I'm not ready to go there. I'm trolling that.
Oh, man. Hey.
And, of course, Martin loved it because he's a millennial and anything that's different. And off the beaten path
is great. Hold on a second. Wait, hey, pump the brakes over there, old timer. Just because you look, you see how he said all the way up to 55 right there, Chris. He's pushing his limit. No, I'll say, I didn't necessarily enjoy it in the way that I thought it was interesting. Right, I did watch most of the Peyton and Eli broadcast. My biggest takeaway was, I think Peyton Manning, like every other TV executive on the planet, I think he'd be great as a standard Cullen commentator. I would like to see a more defensive people. I saw when they had Ray Lewis on, and Ray Lewis was there. Right. Had Manning and Lewis going back and forth, and you can kind of have – I would like to see more of that in the booth, but I think those two guys with the play-by-play guy is probably the best broadcast that I could come up with in my – I'm sorry.
So what, Ray
I would
Lewis,
see,
Peyton
not Ray
Manning.
Lewis. No. I'm sorry. I misspoke. Like Ray Lewis, but I want to see Aqib Talib doing it. We've already heard Aqib Talib calling games on Fox. I think he's great. I would love to see him, Peyton Manning, insert play-by-play guy. I think that would be a magical move.
So, Martin, what was it like? I mean, it was just you're watching the game and you hear Peyton and Eli.
Is that it?
They weren't like necessarily calling like saying Lamar's back to pass or right. You know, he missed that
right,
one.
Right.
But they were like, oh, you know, like for example, when Derek Carr had targeted Darren Waller like for 12 times in the first half or something right. ridiculous like that, they were pointing out things like that and how like that's out of the ordinary. And just kind of talking about how like Peyton's like, I would have never targeted one single guy in the offense and this is the reason why. And it's like, but the reason why Derek Carr is doing it. But honestly,
so was it good? I mean, it sounds right, like you probably got some decent insight.
Right. Hey, we got trash talking coming up.
I will trash talk this real quick and say that Peyton Manning needs to be more critical if he wants to do this for like full time as a career.
Well, that's the other problem.
No quarterback did anything wrong last night.
Right. Of course. That's the other problem with the ex players.
All right. Thank you, Martin. We appreciate it, brother. All right. Trash Talking Tuesday is now. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to shine.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's do it, Rob.
All right, let's kick it off with Jessica in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Jessica, who you trashing?
I am trashing everyone who picked the freaking Bills. What is wrong with everyone on this planet? Do not bet against my Steelers in week one. We have a playoff defense. We just need Roethlisberger to hold it together, which he did. No mistakes. But you saw my man, fucking T.J. Watt. Sorry for cursing. What? But five quarterback
Jessica,
hits.
Thank you. What are you doing? My goodness. Sergio.
She was rolling until then.
I know. Sergio.
Mouth there.
In El Paso, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Sergio?
Hey, happy early anniversary, guys. Just want you to know that you're the first sports show that I ever started listening to regularly in my young adult life, and it's no coincidence it was you guys, man. So thank you guys very much.
Man, Sergio, we appreciate that. How old are you? I'm curious to see, like, how old you are.
I'm 24.
Wow. Okay. We appreciate right. that. Yep. Friday's the big anniversary.
We hitting that demographic. Yes.
That's right.
All yes,
right.
sir. Yes, sir.
Who you trashing, but, buddy?
Hello? Is this thing on? Adam Schefter, I used to like you, man, but a month before the draft, your exact words were, Mac Jones to 49ers at 3. It was a done deal, you said. You were wrong, Schefty. It's okay. But like Rob always says, you either have it or you don't. In this case, you did not have it, Adam, and you're trying to save face even after Shanahan said in a conference after that draft that no one in the building had a clue but him and Lynch, okay? If Adam played my sources, say, on Odd Couple every night, he'd have a huge donut in the wins column, okay? These shenanigans about Mac Jones narrows the gap and that Kyle was afraid the Patriots were going to swoop in and steal him. Stop it! It's absolute mashugana.
Wow, my man. Wow. All right, that's a good
Sergio,
one.
That's good yeah, stuff, my man. Appreciate job. It. Fernando in Vegas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm trashing the Major League Baseball umpires. They're calling the games in reverse. A ball is a strike. A strike's a ball. Out is safe. Safe is out. They go to the replay. They stay there forever. They don't know what's going on, so I'm trashing them. Have a good night, fellas.
All right, Fernando. Right. Appreciate it.
Yep,
how about
yep.
Gene in Minnesota? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Gene, who you trashing?
Oh, man. Long-time listener, first-time caller, guys.
Thank you.
I love your show. I listen to it all the time. But I got to trash Arthur Smith and the Atlanta Falcons offense, man. I don't know where in the world they finally got an offensive head coach. They haven't had one since Matt Ryan started there. He's not washed up. But they didn't have one play over 18 yards in that game. They made the Eagles look like world beaters. What is going on?
So what was it? Just dinking and dunking? That's all they were doing?
I mean, they had one play that was 18 yards, and the rest of the game it was 1 yard and a cloud of dust, nothing. They didn't do nothing. They brought in Mike Davis, and Cordarrelle Patterson was their best running back that day.
Surprisingly bad.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate it. How about Dan in Ohio? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Dan, who you trashing?
Man, appreciate it. Fernando is Vegas. You're on the Odd Couple.
Hey, turn your radio, Dan.
Action.
Turn it off. All right.
We got Mace in San Diego. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Mace?
Former defensive tackle for the Miami Hurricanes, Dwayne Johnson. Yeah, that thing idiot the world knows as The Rock. To all you millennials that worship this no-talent, self-absorbed, narcissist, egomaniac, this buffoon played college football for the Miami Hurricanes with future Hall of Famer Warren Sapp from 1990 to 1994. This imbecile was not good enough to make it to the NFL, so he chose to be a member of the lowest form of entertainment, fake wrestling, prancing around in Speedo and knee-high boots, acting like a complete meathead. This guy is a total idiot and completely obnoxious who is not deserving of all the attention he gets. He's overexposed and gets undeserving attention, just like Kim Kardashian. I hate this idiot so much that I refuse to watch any movie he's in. People, stop drinking the Kool-Aid. This guy sucks as an actor. The guy plays a damn tooth fairy. How can anyone take this imbecile seriously? Do us all a favor and go away. Since you're a no-talent clown, maybe you'll find your calling by finding something more suitable to your caliber. With that being said, since you have no real talent, you should enlist yourself in the competitive tournament of Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
Wow. The Rock.
You think Mace would say that if he met Rock on the street?
Yeah, wow. That's pretty amazing there. Crazy.
I thought
you trashing anybody today? I mean, I can't believe we didn't get trashed at all. That was a good day.
Right. That's one of the
few times.
Yeah, that is one of the few. I hadn't thought about somebody. Would I trash?
But I'll say this.
I'm going to trash Rob quickly. I'm not going to go all in. You'll have time. Aaron Rodgers, like I said, you can't do that after what happened in the offseason. I'm not saying he won't bounce back, but that was a stinker, and I'm trashing him for that.
Right. And I'm not going to trash anybody. But I will say, Chris, you know, we've been doing a show 3 years or whatever, and people still call up and say how much they enjoy the show. That means a lot, seriously.
Yep.
That should have stopped 5 months into us starting this show. But 3 years later, man, we appreciate
that.
Well,
after
those
that
guys.
Statement, it'll probably stop tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. I'm just saying. I appreciate it.
All right. Yes, I agree, Rob. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace!